to the live show, Nutramedical Report. We really appreciate your regularly ordering all your nutraceutical needs from Nutramedical.com during any time of the year, even after big sales, because it helps to support our radio program, our television programs on live stream and over on YouTube and Vimeo. We really appreciate the fact that you know that you're not going to get nutraceutical or consultative functional medicine support like you can here at Nutramedical, so we thank you. Jim Fetzer, we have lots of stuff to cover. In fact, we had a couple delays in getting our videos, but you've done some updates to your slide. I think we're going to – today is a heavy packed with – you do lots of other shows. So we'll do a program on live stream tomorrow after the regular show, which is finished at 3 p.m. Central Time. You've got a lot of stuff on your agenda. In fact, let's go through – you're such a busy guy. It's amazing. Let's go through some of the things that we were going to talk about in your videos, which we'll expand upon. And also, we now have, of course, the situation where there's a defeat of the Austrian attempt to try to put an ultra-conservative, but there's also a win for nationalism in Italy, a no vote, which is going to mean a lot of stuff. Let's talk about whatever you'd like to talk about today. Let's get started with the agenda.
Well, I think you've got some great stories Bill, on... Beginning with Jill Stein's effort to bring about a recount in Wisconsin and Michigan and in Pennsylvania. I did an interview with Richard Jarnan, who is a brilliant statistician, who's published several books about the theft of elections using electronic voting machines. And he made several excellent points about this entire recount effort, including that there are at least seven states where Hillary won narrow victories that he believes, had it been an honest count, would have gone to Trump, including New Hampshire, Colorado, and Nevada. He believes this is a very slanted effort and that the situation was rigged for Hillary. And the question becomes, what's going on with Jill Stein here? She received more money within 24 hours to conduct this recount than she had during her entire campaign, and Bill came in at regular $160,000 an hour intervals, meaning it was being automatically distributed from a big bank account. Practically everyone I know believes George Soros is behind this.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. That's pretty amazing that the crony capitalism and the political corruption by megabucks globalists is now... trying to actually, even if they can't switch the Electoral College vote, they're trying to disrespect the presidency of Donald Trump. And I just watched this morning the Fox News. They had a commentary by a staffer that used to be in the Bush administration and the Obama media staffer. And she was casting aspersions to Donald Trump just accepting the call from the female new president of Taiwan, which is an independent country. And, of course, Trump's response on Twitter was precious. His statement says, you know, did China check with us first when they divided their currencies so that they could dump their products or put tariffs on products coming in or set up a giant military expansion in the South China Sea or the North China Sea? I don't think so.
I think this whole contretemps over the phone call is simply ridiculous, but it's clear that Donald is not going to be constrained by past protocols as a generalization, which is, I think, something terribly important, raising questions about the continued utility of NATO 25 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union is an excellent question to raise, and a host of others. The question about this Jill Stein thing, by the way, Bill, is whether she's simply being a shill for Hillary and doing what she can to create a situation where somehow, if she can cause the votes in any of these states not to be available by the time that the electors require them, that combined with the fact that at least 15 electors have now declared they're not going to vote for Trump, even though they were elected as Trump electors, could be sufficient to throw it into the House, which I thought in the past was innocuous because it's controlled by Republicans. But the scheme seems to be to get the warmongering, the military-industrial element of the Republican Party against which Trump was campaigning, conducting his war on three fronts, both against the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton on the one hand, against the national media, which was aligned against him virtually universally, on the second, and then the third with the Republican hierarchy, including the Bush and the Clinton crime families, after he had effected a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. The question becomes whether this could be a true insidious effort to deprive the American people of their right to elect the president of their choice. The theory of democracy, by the way, Bill, isn't that the people are necessarily wise in making their selection, but that in decisions that affect everyone, everyone ought to have the right to participate in making the decision.
Well, I personally believe we have the technology for direct democracy. No state or federal bill should be more than 10 pages written at a grade 8 level with one item and never have attachments to it like these pork barrel bills. It should go to the public first for a number of days, say a 30-day period to be cleared. And if it doesn't reach a threshold, it shouldn't be tabled. And it should have a vote by the public on these, and it should reach a threshold that where there's enough security. And by the way, we can have secure votes on the Internet if we have other technologies used and IDs used in order to verify it. I know talking to Lockheed Martin and Lucent Technologies, because I was one of their doctors for secure communications, including our long-range missile systems, there is no doubt in my mind that we pretend that we can't have secure communications, whether it's through voting machines or anything else. It's a pile of crap. And we can have direct democracy now, and we should make sure that our legislators only do our bidding, not what they want to do because they're pork barreling it or they're doing it for corruption, crony capitalism. The days of that should be over.
Scott Creighton, by the way, has published a brilliant article about the despicable Jill Stein, making the observations that she ought to be ashamed of herself because she's destroying the real election integrity movement in the country, positioning the nation for a major civil disruption, making this effort in the hope that the election result will be tossed because Americans voted the wrong way, right, fighting to install the single most corrupt warmongering candidate we've ever seen run for the nation's highest office. But, Bill, it looks like it's going to fall short because they have given up now their attempts in Pennsylvania, which has something on the order of 19,000 precincts. And the way the law is written in Pennsylvania, in each of the precincts, you have to have three affidavits sworn by voters from that precinct who declare they witnessed some kind of vote tampering or malfeasance. So in a conversation I had this past week with Bob Fitrakis, who's the attorney representing Jill Stein, he acknowledged that they've abandoned Pennsylvania. So it looks like it's not going to happen, but not for lack of trying.
Right. Yeah, well, Jill Stein, to me, is a proxy for the globalists because, and this is where my personal background, I was an environmentalist almost 50 years ago and worked as an environmental oceanographer doing bacteriology research before I went into medicine. And I really got ticked off with the Greenpeace organization, which we were starting back then, because they were deciding to spray seal pups, which of course would make the killer whales kill them by poking through the ice, throw them in the air, and eating them like hors d'oeuvres. And I got ticked off when I realized that the globalists were deciding to take over the environmental movement. And Jill Stein is another example of pseudo-environmentalist globalist maniacs who are out of their frigging mind. She's a narcissist. She doesn't deal with real environmental issues and doesn't have real environmental solutions, which, by the way, includes mankind and technology. She is another globalist shill, and that's why it doesn't surprise me that she's now working lockstep with the Democrats.
Well, that's really shocking news, Bill. I'm fascinated to hear that. The House, by the way, has passed a bill that could be used against the alternative media on the completely absurd ground that it's really Russian propaganda. You'll recall they published a list of 200 websites that include some of the best in the world, such as VoltaireNet.org, for example, where I published articles about the Israelis bombing their own embassy in Argentina in 1992 and then the Jewish embassy in 1994. It includes Rents.com. It includes my own assassination science. The very first website I put up, Bill, this is really ridiculous. None of this is Russian anything. One of the websites they included is from the survivors of the USS Liberty, which was attacked by Israeli fighter bombers.
Exactly.
To try to draw U.S. into the side of Israel during the seven-day war against Egypt. It wasn't necessary. Lyndon Johnson was involved in that one. These the two members of the House have played a key role here, and it's embarrassing that they should be so easily played, Bill. Embarrassing.
But did they pass this bill already? What's the story?
Well, the House has passed it. It may not make it through. House H.R. 6393, Russian propaganda bill.
Who's sponsoring this bill? I mean, why would different Republicans go for something like this, which directly go against the idea that Trump has stated, and the Republicans have stated publicly, that the Russians had nothing to do with, quote, hacking the election and changing the votes?
Right. There was no hacking of the election. That was all fabricated. They're trying to introduce this to give an excuse for why everyone was so wrong. All the major media were wrong in all their expectations that Hillary was going to win, which they told us again and again and again, implying that that was a good thing when it would have been a catastrophic disaster for the country.
Well, it would have been, firstly, we would have been immediately in a nuclear war with Russia, and it would mean immediately a collapse in the economy, not just of America, but the world. So Hillary Clinton would be like a pilot driving the plane to the ground saying, have a nice day.
I know. It's absolutely embarrassing. And, I mean, she was involved in the slaughter of Libya, the murder of Gaddafi, the transfer of weapons from Benghazi to the Syrians, allowing Chris Stevens to be taken out. She's been behind the TPP, which would come at the cost of American sovereignty because it creates a board of international attorneys that have the right to override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim nations, thereby subsumed, including the Constitution of the United States, Bill. Here's again where the media has utterly failed to be responsible in relation to its obligations to the American people.
Now, let's expand this a bit, because the Brexit first, now the Trump-Pence election, and now the no vote in Italy, and pending Le Pen positive vote in France, it's most likely that something's going to happen in Austria, because I'm certain this movement, which has been messed up a bit in Austria, it's not going to stop. Maybe they put what I'd heard is that the party that won, which I think is a Green Party, put forward that the conservative leader of Austria was a Nazi, which I think there's no evidence that I know from talking to my other experts in Europe that he was. But obviously they managed to throw the election so it went to the courts. I think Austria, like many other countries in Europe, is going to go national. And that means that all this globalism garbage that's being pushed by the media and by governments like Angela Merkel, who's on her way out, by next year she'll be history. She'll be history. And she'll never get back in politics.
Yes. I think that this is completely correct. And, of course, they've all been favoring, especially Merkel, the mass migration into Europe, which is utterly destroying the cultures of the independent European nations. This is one of the great cultural calamities of all time, Bill. And Angela Merkel was right there cheerleading for this catastrophe. I mean, it's unbelievable that she should play that role.
Hillary was the American Merkel. They've even made those statements publicly in the regular media. I'm really proud of this no vote. I'm trying to get Leo Zagami on soon to do another video update. We were trying to do it on the weekend. Somehow it didn't connect because of one or another reason, but I'm certain that the no vote means the banking systems in Europe, which are interlocked, are going to cause the collapse of the Deutsche Bank. The banks here in America are linked to those banks through the Federal Reserve System. I think that one of the statements by one of the people that were being nominated by Donald Trump could be nominated is the idea of disconnecting with the Federal Reserve System. Our dollar notes are independent of the Federal Reserve System. We can just disconnect, and we wouldn't be under their controls. We need to make bilateral deals with nations like Britain and other nations, and we can make better deals. It means fair trade that may increase trade, not free trade, where we have nations like China that devalue their currency, do predatory $200 billion of industrial espionage estimated per year in America. It's $30 billion a year in Canada alone, believe it or not. $30 billion of industrial espionage against Canadian companies.
Wow. That's staggering.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, why do we tolerate China? Why do we tolerate the People's Republican Army? Why do we tolerate these billionaires that have been made by these dirty deals in the last 30-some years, where 80% of the new millionaires and billionaires are Chinese because they're used predatory practices and a giant slave workforce that they're increasingly now trying to increase the hegemony over these poor people in China? It's disgusting. And we're collaborating with a most favored nation. I mean, really. And now they want to take back Taiwan, who's historically separated because they knew what was happening with the communist regime as late as the 1940s. And yet, finally, Trump says, no, congratulations on winning the election. And everybody's up in arms, including pundits that pretend to be Republicans. It's ridiculous.
Well, just to continue with a fake news meme, which I believe that the major media are going to regret having introduced because so many of their own stories are fake. The Daily Sheeple has published a nice piece, 5 stories of mainstream media reported as real, but they were fake. They include the Rolling Stone and journalists found guilty over the false Virginia gang rape story. Another was the bloodied Syrian boy who was used like the Kuwaiti girl who went to Congress, Bill, you remember, and claimed right. She saw Iraqi soldiers dumping babies out of incubators onto the concrete floor, all of which was fabricated, where she was the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador and had been primed for this testimony by a Republican PR firm. The Daily Mail about a report about a shameless lesbian couple burned down their house for the insurance and called it a hate crime. The Pentagon spending $500 million creating fake news propaganda for Al-Qaeda. And, of course, one of the all-time biggies, the weapons of mass destruction that were attributed to Saddam Hussein. I mean, the list is practically endless.
I've changed his name, by the way. He's no longer Colin Powell. I call him Colin Bow because he's full of it.
Colin Bow. That's very amusing, Bill.
Well, it's a ridiculous. It'll stick to your brain like Velcro, you know. When you make something funny, people can't resist it. They say, you know what, that's funny enough. I can't forget it now.
He was one of the more honorable members of the Bush-Cheney administration, and he compromised himself and was utterly shameless, you know.
I don't think there's any other issue. In fact, even the issue with Hillary trying to blame him for her server stuff, he came back with a real reasonable comeback. Like, oh no, don't blame me, bud. I didn't recommend you do this.
100%. And as we know, Hillary was utterly reckless and irresponsible, apparently in an attempt to make sure that what she had on her private server wouldn't be available under Freedom of Information Act requests, which we now know includes a lot of these exchanges that appear to tie into a massive pedophile ring being run out of Washington, D.C., where John Podesta and Tony Podesta and Anthony Weiner are key players, known as Pizzagate. Right. And while there are some who want to contest it, the evidence seems to me to be simply overwhelming, Bill. It's a really, truly disgusting.
I don't think we've sorted out all the details yet, so I don't know if you're ready to do your video tomorrow on that. But we have enough facts now to show that Pizzagate's real. We just don't know. There's some conflicting facts about some of the details. But it's pretty crazy. I mean, it's so beyond the regular pale of crazy that you have to say, even if you're a conspiracy theorist, this is like a... make sure you take your anxiolytic nutraceuticals first, you know, like our Calm Mind Brain Mag. Make sure that you're sitting down. Make sure that you've had a calming, you know, Epsom salt or magnesium MG12 bath beforehand, because this is going to freak you out.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I mean, it's so weird. Even if you're into weird, this is going to weird you out. That's how bad.
I couldn't agree more, Bill. I mean, it's very scary stuff.
Right.
It appears the Podesta brothers were involved in this famous kidnapping of Madeleine McCann that took place in Portugal in 2007.
Wow. Amazing. That's not long ago, 2007. Remarkable. Let's continue with these amazing stories. And, of course, tomorrow we'll do a video on live stream update with a lot of material that you have. You have lots of video of PowerPoints and so on, Jim, and we'll get it out to everybody.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So let's continue along this this train. There's connections between national issues and global issues. The team is assembling. One of my favorite recent additions was Mad Dog Mattis. And now this guy actually embedded himself even in Iraq with the troops. So this guy served as a one-star general back in, I think, 2001. He's a four-star. He retired 3 years ago. This guy is the quintessential military leader that goes down in the embedding with the troops to actually see what they need and make sure they damn well have it, whether it's training, equipment, etc. This guy is apparently strategically brilliant, and he's as hard as nails. And I can tell you, I'm so proud of Trump putting Mad Dog in there. I'm getting a face sprain from smiling too hard, even when I sleep.
It is an impressive appointment, and it turns out that he's already convinced Trump to abandon the idea of reinstituting enhanced interrogation or torture techniques, which, of course, are well known not to produce actionable intelligence, because torture will tell you whatever they think you want to hear.
Well, I'm a neuroscientist, okay, and I can give you a list of nutraceuticals and drugs that'll make you talk like a jaybird. So you do not need it. You don't need it to torture anybody. In fact, you do the exact opposite. You can pop up their sensor band, and they can talk like a magpie. So this idea that you have to torture them is foolishness. Torture, in fact, usually yields bad data, bad information, because they'll tell you anything when you're squeezing their testicles or putting wires up their anus. Okay?
So. Yes, yes, just to add a little of the flavor.
They'll tell you anything, and just as long as you stop whatever the hell you're doing.
The Donald has made any number of remarks where I expect him to backtrack. That's one of the
That's one of the great savings about Donald. He doesn't presume that he knows everything until he hears from his experts, and he actually listens and changes and pivots on the issues, which is pretty damned amazing. I don't know any politician ever that's not embarrassed about pivoting or changing his stance on any issue. For example, when he talks about building a wall, he knows that you can't build a wall at the Rio Grande River for a section there. You need a lot more guards. Because you can't block people from access to the river. But you sure as hell can put a lot more guards there and drones and other things to make sure they don't cross.
I'm anticipating he'll reverse his view about the Iran deal, which in my opinion was one of the successes of the Obama administration. Because all 16 of our own intel agencies, Bill, concluded already in 2007 that Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons, a conclusion they reaffirmed in 2011. Even the Mossad concluded that Iran was not pursuing nuclear weapons in 2012, just 3 weeks before Bibi Netanyahu went to the United Nations and asserted precisely the opposite. Plus, all these sanctions on Iran are forms of collective punishment that violate Article 33 of the Geneva Conventions of 1949, which states that no one may be punished for a crime they did not personally commit, which makes these sanctions war crimes. We should be very glad that we're no longer conducting them. And, of course, all the talk about the $150 billion, that was Iran's own money. So there was nothing inappropriate about returning to it funds that had been frozen under sanctions that were improper to begin with.
All I would do is put another layer on top of that of validation to make sure we have sites without any advanced 30-day warning, that we have validation of the percentage of enrichment. That's all you need to do. And to be honest with you, and people need to understand this, if you look at the terrorism around the world, I'd like to have someone point out one incident where Shiite Islam has done one act of terrorism against the West. I'd like to see one. They're all Sunni, and they're all Wahhabists. In fact, Bashar al-Assad has made that statement very, very clear. This guy's an eye doctor trained in London. He's not an idiot. The fact is that Shiite Islam does not want to engage the West with terrorism. And all we're doing is succeeding on pushing Hezbollah and bringing Russia into the Middle East because they're allied with Shiite Islam. And it's not beneficial to anybody, to be honest with you. So
that's very astute observation, Bill.
Yeah, there's not one incident. The mullahs, listen, people have to understand there's a large Jewish community in Tehran. They don't want to leave the country. Do you know why? They're given respect in Shiite Islam. Do you know that? There are large Christian communities in Iran. The only thing that's going to get you in jail is industrial or military espionage. Period. People don't know that, do they?
They need to know it.
No, they need to know it, but they don't. And the media gives them, feeds them, as they say, the mushroom media. Keep them in the dark and feed them BS.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What do you think is going to happen during this? I really think that you're going to start seeing some amazing things. We've got Carrier back. We're going to have the Ford plant back. And they're setting up a commission. These new appointees for the financial side, Mnuchin and Ross, who they call them a protectionist. But to be honest with you, these people are putting America first. They're not protectionists. They want reasonable trade. They don't want predatory trade where, like, you know, they give everything away. You know, I personally don't think that they need to, quote, completely gut Obamacare. They need to completely revise it. It's a hell of a lot easier to revise it quickly than to gut it. First thing I would do, and I'll give a list of three or four things, I want to hear your response. Number one, they need to get rid of malpractice, because the malpractice attorneys, which are on the Democratic side but also Republican, are raking in millions. In states like Oregon, there is no financial limit. You can actually sue a doctor for five or six times their entire whole life income, which drives costs to a ceiling. Number two, you can have acquisition of drugs where the drugs are actually being produced. The pills being produced, say, in India or Mexico, they're put together as compressed as pills in, say, Colorado Springs. The labeling is done up in a company in New Jersey, and they're shipped to a warehouse in outside Quebec City for the French English. And the warehouses on the East Coast, outside New Jersey, and one near San Francisco. It's just ridiculous that we pay ridiculous costs for drugs. And the approval process for the FDA, there are certain drugs that we know damn well they're not safe and they should never get approved, but other ones should be fast-tracked, including gene-based cancer treatments for cancer. So I think that you can revise that system. Number three, you want to switch to away from fee-for-service. So doctors are paid an hourly wage. We even know the equivalency of what they will get billed, basically equal their current income without having to pay them different whether they're cutting, which is meaning they're driving up procedures, which drives the cost of healthcare through the ceiling and does inappropriate procedures on people. You can also make sure that, you can rationalize care. I mean, why do you have to have, say, three PET scanners in the city of, say, Denver, when you maybe need one for a whole state? It just doesn't make sense. So we have an excess of certain specialties and not enough primary care doctors. And we don't have teams where we're, working as teams of doctors, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, naturopaths, psychologists, and geneticists and other people that can help us work on team evaluation and the expansion of things like functional medicine, which means living pathology. I do it. I teach other doctors. This is very simple to do an online course. You don't have to go away to university. And then the last thing is what's called lateral training. You can start as a medic in the military, and if you've got skill sets and drive and the brains, you can become a general surgeon. You shouldn't have to go through the typical passageways to become certified. And then the last is national licensure, which is not under the government, that if you are working as a military person in Guam or you're working in Alaska and you want to retire in Florida, and if you have a fee-for-service system that sets up so you can work three mornings a week and scrub in as a surgeon, you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for help, for malpractice, so you can never practice again once you retire. Or if you're a female doctor and want to work three mornings or four more afternoons a week, it's your damn business. But what we're doing is cutting off our nose to spite our face, and we're driving costs for the ceiling that there's no reason for it. My system with my precepts, and just, you don't have to get rid of Obamacare. You need to revise it. Just, take out the parts that are bad and fix it so the pre-existing conditions are never an issue. And you need also allow at least cross-competition, but you can have a parallel system set up like what I'm talking about that will cover 10% of people, including, by the way, occupational medicine. And then augmented costs drop to zero. So that means it costs the same to build a car in Oshawa, Ontario, as it does in Ohio, because right now it's $12,000 more to build a damn car because of occupational medicine costs, and there's no reason for it. And you all of a sudden become competitive because our biggest cost in manufacturing in America is AuchMed. It's killing industry. They wonder why about regulations. And the biggest cost in healthcare is all these other features I talked about. And if you could have retired surgeons at 70, they're perfectly competent and healthy, scrubbing in 4 days a week, or female doctors that want to work four afternoons for three or four years of their practice life because they got young kids. Well, it's their damn business, and you should encourage it. It's ridiculous what we're doing. And lateral training, like for medics and firefighters that are really competent, or people that are nurse practitioners want to become, subspecialists, it's their damn business.
Well, I think you make a lot of excellent points, Bill. Of course, this is an area of expertise and specialization for you. I especially appreciate the points you're making about malpractice. It seems to me you simply ought to have boards of arbitration so that
exactly. There should never be a malpractice. Malpractice is, I can tell you right now, 3/4 of malpractice suits are frivolous, and the quarter that happen are because doctors were never sanctioned or sent back for proper training when they were identified by their colleagues in advance that they should have been sent back because they were not following procedures which the nurses, scrub nurses know, or the hospitals know, or their colleagues know. And if they had a notification system, they simply sent them back to school for a few weeks and learn a procedure or the upgrade in that procedure and proper technology so that they wouldn't screw somebody up or kill them. And that's a simple thing that's low cost. And by the way, it's better than the stupid systems they have in Canada and Europe. Socialized healthcare on fee-for-service in Canada is a death system. They have eugenics like crazy in euthanasia. They are aborting like crazy. There's no such thing as a baby born in some countries with Down syndrome because they won't allow them, even though these kids are perfectly healthy, if they have maybe sometimes minor surgery like my daughter with Down syndrome. And they're wonderful people. And if you're going to die because you have a birth defect, well, let them die. Keep them comfortable in a few months afterwards. But what we have is a system that is crazy. And then, of course, the senior citizens, they have these death panels. That needs to be taken out of Obamacare. What the hell are they doing putting death panels? It's postnatal abortion. Let's call it what it is. You can't take an 80-year-old and say, well, we can't operate on you because you're 80 or 72. If you're 72, you don't qualify for a clipped aneurysm in your brain. Even though you're perfectly healthy and the previous week you were golfing, it doesn't matter. Even though all you have to do is do a clipped aneurysm, which the surgeon can run a catheter up and do it in an hour. But yet, the death panel is going to meet on Tuesday, but by the time your body temperature has assumed room temperature and you're going into the grave. So everything about Obamacare is stupid, but it can be fixed. And it's better to fix it than to try to revise it. This idea of repealing the entire thing and restarting all over again, it's a lot easier to fix all the crap that's in it.
Well, of course, it was written by the insurance companies, as I understand it, Bill.
Well, if you set up these centers that I talked about, where you, right now, the first year, you might have 10% of people, but if a health provider signs in, they get a paid salary. If a person or an industry signs in, they don't pay AuctMed anymore. And then you have a value-added tax, and all of a sudden, your cost for business, the cost for penalties needs to go away. This penalty stuff is crazy crap. And the idea you're going to tax one person to pay for somebody else's health care, we haven't controlled costs of drugs or medical care or malpractice, is stupid. It's no wonder premiums are going up. They have to look at the underlying reason why this is going on. If they play around the edges of it, rather than listening to what I'm saying, they're going to screw it up, and it's not going to fix industry or health care, and it's going to kill people. And by the way, we have the opportunity to make a better health care system than even South Korea, which right now has the best overall chimeric healthcare system in the world, better than Canada or France or anywhere else, and we can improve even on that because we're American innovators, and we need to figure out a system that's a hell of a lot better than this bullshit that we have now.
Well, it seemed to me, a single payer, an expansion of Medicare to all, which of course was the original conception of Medicare, would be the appropriate move to make. That would be the most cost effective.
But you don't want to just do Medicare. You want to do these other things I'm talking about. Get rid of the one of the worst and most insidious things is fee for service. You got to prove a service to get a fee. How about punch clock? How about if you spend an hour with a cardiac surgeon, it's X number of dollars, say $300 an hour. Okay. How about if you're seeing a dermatologist, it's $275 an hour to see the dermatologist, whether you spend 15 minutes or 45. You know, this idea of a fee-for-service, and you can actually work out equivalency tables to make as much or more money at less cost to the public. That's what's amazing about this.
Well, all that is very appealing. So are you suggesting then that the sort of expansion that Bernie Sanders was promoting would work with these kinds of supplements?
None of these plans, including Bernie Sanders' plan, would work. My plan will work because it's built on the idea that you don't need to force people out of their Cadillac plans. If they want private insurance and they want to pay insurance, you start off being 10% of the economy, and before you know it, in 4 or 6 years, it's 60 or 70%. And there's still people that say they want corporate insurance. Let them do it. Let them have Cadillac and concierge health care, and they pay their doctor's fee for service to get specialized care like they do in Russia or any other Eastern Bloc country. Let it be up to them. The free market. But the free market's going to contract, because when you get rid of malpractice, when you get rid of all these other issues, who wants to pay for health care when, first off, there's no premiums? My idea with the value-added tax is no one ever pays health insurance anymore. No one ever pays for AuctMed anymore in industry. It's all paid by the VAT. And the money would, by the way, not go back to the state. It would go to the county. So the counties would be commissioned by citizens and health providers, including nurse practitioners, doctors, chiropractors, etc. So there would be a team approach to health care. Not this crazy commando approach. It's really expensive, inappropriate, and a lot of inappropriate surgery being done. They've estimated in Medicare alone the several hundred thousand total knee replacements done every year, and 50,000 have catastrophic consequences just from Medicare, which includes, by the way, amputation and death. That's per year. So a lot of the stuff that goes on is medical malfeasance caused by inappropriate care that's not necessary, and there's alternatives to it, including right up to stem cell therapies for terminal health.
You must have published about this on your various websites, right? Could you send me links to where you have this outline? Maybe
I'm putting together a video and a PowerPoint presentation I want to send to Trump through Bart Goldberg, who's a co-founder of A4M, who's a personal friend of Donald Trump. What I've seen in all of the things, and believe it or not, Bernie Sanders had a few good points, but none of these politicians have been deep enough to the system to see exactly what's going on in the Canadian system or the American system. I've worked in AuctMed as a director. I can tell you I have a plan that is very simple. It doesn't need to be predatory, take over the whole damn system. If it expands at 10% this year and allows people to get out of paying premiums with a value-added tax, which could be done tomorrow, and gets out of OcMeds so an industry can just sign over and say, hey, we're going to do OcMeds with these clinics, all of a sudden those industries no longer have OcMed costs. I mean, if you are an industry and you don't have an OcMed cost, imagine how competitive you are with countries outside of America that have occupational medicine costs. We're killing ourselves. We're stupid. And we wonder, we think if we just put tariffs on goods coming in, we're going to fix it. Uh-uh. The cost of building a vehicle in Oshawa, Ontario is $12,000 more for a car than here just simply because of OcMed. It has nothing to do with these other tariffs. And when they redo NAFTA and so on, it's not going to deal with these other issues. If they don't fix health care, we're still dead in the water.
Well, I do think that it has been healthcare that's warped the economy so massively and created many, many problems, and that Obamacare has not solved it.
And also,
extending care to millions of Americans who don't have health insurance is, of course, 100% desirable. But I think the kinds of proposals you're making would make a tremendous difference to the efficiency with which healthcare can be delivered without placing exorbitant demands on that ordinary Americans cannot pay.
It would be immediately no premiums at all. How about no premiums? Zero, nada. How about no malpractice ever? How about no fee for service ever? How about total portability? How about your medic and your firefighter that goes back and retrains in specialty clinics, and over a matter of, say, several years, they become a general surgeon with equivalent certification to any other general surgeon going through the regular pathways of medical school and residency? How about taking people that are really want to work part-time, that are still in their 60s, 70s, even 80s, that are fully competent and go through competency tests and say, hey, I want to work two afternoons a week? So,
yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I think that we need to be creative. And none of these other countries, by the way, are creative. They talk about various versions of national health care, and they still have fee-for-service, and they still have malpractice. Like, for example, in Canada, they still have Canadian Medical Protective, which is less costly. But because they can't really afford the system they already have, they have euthanasia like crazy in hospitals. If you go beyond a certain Apache score in the intensive care unit, they're going to kill your butt in Canada. And they do it. Okay? So, people need to understand that unless you approach the real underlying, it's like dealing with a pathologist, unless you deal with the real issues, you're never going to fix it. And healthcare is the thing that's going to erode the economy more than anything, because the American healthcare industry is bigger than the next four industries on the planet. We're talking about oil, technology, computing, whatever, on the entire planet. Healthcare is ridiculously large in America, and it doesn't need to be. And if it does, we do things like work on life extension. How would we like to have functioning, healthy, not having to retire 100-year-olds in, say, 30 or 40 years that are productive members of society producing or even just volunteering to produce products and services and mentor and teach? We're not prepared for that. We're not prepared for a new economy where artificial intelligence and robotics replace our current economy. We aren't prepared for a replacement economy, are we? We're not. We're not prepared for anything.
Well, I think you have many excellent ideas that deserve consideration by the new administration. So I hope you'll follow through on that. I think that's perfect, Bill. You really need to do that. I think it's terribly important.
Now, I want you to cover on some of the things that you've been talking about. We got not only Pizzagate, we have some other issues here with Jill Stein, with the appointees. It looks like the generals are getting a big leg up by Donald Trump. And I think that our general who got besmirched because he shared stuff with his girlfriend is the most likely candidate to be our State Department director.
Well, it's interesting. I think Petraeus is an admirable guy.
Right.
But I have another candidate in mind who hasn't surfaced before, which is Rand Paul. He actually has a tremendous overlap with Donald Trump in his views about foreign policy. And he's a master of the Senate. So much of what the Donald success is going to depend upon cordial relation with the Senate, which where he conducts foreign policy with the advice and consent of the Senate. I think Rand Paul would be applauded from every side of the Senate. I'm suggesting that that might be a way to go. He's got a lot of generals. He can make good use of Petraeus in other capacities, it seems to me. I do think Petraeus ought to be a part of the new administration. But I'd highly recommend a consideration be given to Rand Paul, who I think would be far superior to, for example, Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah.
Or Rudy Giuliani, who might, by the way, do well at the FBI. I think Rudy could be a ruthless director.
Oh, yeah. FBI director, definitely. Now, when we come back, we should talk about that, because Rand, I know, I've supported him in the past. I think that his main thing is not being what I call the typical American regime change interventionist. That's one of the most positive things about Rand, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, Donald has rejected regime change. So.
Right.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Hear my heart burn.
amazing hour. I want you to kind of summarize what issues are going on now between Italy and Pizzagate and the Trump appointees like Mad Dog. I mean, I'm so proud of them. And I do think they should consider Rand Paul, because I supported him in the past, even financially. I think Rand has parallel international policy attitudes that Donald Trump has about not being a regime changer and dealing with nations on a platform that doesn't take any BS from them. I love the tweet that Donald did back to China after they complained that he took the phone call from the new elected female president of Taiwan. Kudos, Donald. You're still being the Donald we elected.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, I think Jill Stein, and as a surrogate for Hillary Clinton, is going to continue to try to sabotage the election of Donald Trump. I predict it will be unsuccessful. We do need to reform our election system by getting rid of electronic voting machines.
Oh, yeah.
They've been used to gore both sides. So there might be sufficient motivation here to get rid of them once and for all.
Right.
The emergence of Donald Trump, I think, is essentially representing a third party, because the transformation of the Republican Party is so substantial that it no longer resembles its former self.
It's also taken a lot of the people that are Rand Paul type people and Democrats that agree with a lot of the policies, especially in the Rust Belt. So it's taken from all these other parties. It's a new party. You're right.
I think it is. I think that that's extraordinarily important. I want to see him moving forward with all of his efforts. He's already declared we will not continue the policy of regime change. He's got to keep neocons out of his administration. So far, so good. He's declared he's going to reject the TPP immediately, which is indispensable to the health of the economy. He's going to undertake revisions to the North American Free Trade Agreement, which Bill Clinton introduced, which Hillary cheerled. I mean, we have no idea the enormity of the bullet that we've just missed by not electing Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, it's indispensable for the American people to begin to appreciate what goes on there. When you talk about fake news stories, I mean, the media's been terrible, pitiful, not talking about all the Clinton scandals over this whole history, all the people who have died mysteriously.
And you know what? Rest in peace. The sixfold horseman of the media apocalypse is gone. The mushroom media is dying. They're no longer being allowed to feed BS. Even the millennials are smart. They don't take any interest in the regular so-called media. We, the alternate media, are much bigger. We have a larger audience than MSNBC, many of these cable news networks now. And my audience just on YouTube, Vimeo, and Livestream has increased 400% in just 4 months. So guess what? They want to hear from real people, citizen broadcasters that raise real issues, have real solutions, and care about our nation and the world and the human race and the ecosphere, and are not full of BS. Bye-bye, Mushroom Media.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you.